All right, let's dive into this pile of press releases you sent over about Ingenio Aerospace.
Yeah, looks like a lot.
Definitely piqued my interest. Seems like they're involved in everything. Cockpit safety, passenger experience, you name it.
And doing it all with pretty cutting-edge tech, from what I can see.
Exactly. What really stands out to me is how they're carving out this niche for themselves. It's not just, bits and pieces. They're creating a whole ecosystem.
Yeah, like a fully integrated system for the entire aircraft.
Right. And this future-proofing thing, they talk about it a lot.
It's more than just talk, though. You can see it in their actual products.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the Healy Mount Tablet EFB.
Oh, yeah, for helicopters.
This isn't just some simple tablet holder. It's addressing a serious safety issue. Remember that Chinook crash back in 22?
Yeah, that NTSB report was scary stuff. An unsecured iPad interfering with the controls.
Right, it highlights how important it is to have this kind of tech properly integrated into the cockpit. And Ingenio's solution is built to withstand those intense vibrations and forces you get in a helicopter.
Makes sense.
And get this, the Royal Canadian Air Force adopted it for their Griffin and Cyclone helicopters.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, 130 ship sets, that's massive. And from a military known for its, rigorous safety standards.
Speaks volumes about the quality of their engineering and testing.
For sure.
Okay, so they're killing it in military aviation, but what about commercial?
They're not neglecting that market at all. They've got this cockpit tablet EFB specifically for the Dassault Falcon 2000 series.
Interesting.
And this is where that whole future-proofing thing really comes into play. It's got a 60W charging capacity.
60W. Isn't
That's
that a bit excessive?
not if you're thinking long term. Most tablets charge fast enough with just 15W. But Ingenio knows technology changes quickly, so by over-engineering their EFBs now, they're ensuring they can handle those power-hungry tablets of the future.
Smart. Avoids obsolescence and protects the investment airlines are making.
Exactly, they're thinking ahead.
Like way ahead.
And speaking of smart moves, they recently got STCs for Bombardier Global and Challenger 600 aircraft.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Huge potential market there.
Over 3,000 aircraft. It shows they're not limiting themselves to just one specific niche. They're aiming to be a major player in the whole aviation landscape.
And they're well on their way by the looks of it.
Definitely.
But they're not just about cockpits, right? This aeroreceptacle thing caught my eye. What is that exactly?
It's pretty cool, actually. Think of it as a universal docking station for the passenger cabin.
Okay.
You can charge your devices with it, but it also acts as a base for other Ingenio products like tablet arms, reading lights, smartphone holders.
Ah, I get it.
Yeah.
Making the passenger experience more comfortable and connected.
Exactly. And again, we see that future-proofing mindset. They're using USB-C connectors.
The standard for pretty much everything these days.
Right. They're not just reacting to current trends, they're anticipating how tech will evolve. Almost like they're designing for devices that don't even exist yet.
That's pretty impressive.
It's a proactive approach. And I think it's a key part of their success. They're not waiting for the industry to catch up. They're setting the pace.
It makes you wonder if they're this far ahead in aviation, could their approach benefit other industries too?
That's an interesting thought.
But for now, let's stick with aviation. They're partnering with some big names, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like DPI Labs, for instance.
I was just looking at that press release.
Together, they're offering these turnkey solutions for cabin control and passenger electronics.
Creating a more integrated, seamless experience.
Exactly. And they're not just talking about it, they're actually showcasing their vision in DPI Labs' demo van.
Smart move. Let's potential customers experience it firsthand.
Yeah, it's a great way to demonstrate how their tech can change the in-flight experience.
For sure. And their collaborations go beyond the commercial sector too, right? There's that Royal Canadian Air Force project we mentioned.
Oh, right, the one with Bell Textron. They picked Ingenio's Healy Mount EFB for their CH-146 Griffin helicopter upgrade.
So they're working with major players on both the commercial and military sides.
Yeah, which shows how versatile and adaptable their technology is. And of course, there's Embraer.
Right. They're using Ingenio products for their Praetor, Phenom, and Legacy aircraft.
They're building a pretty impressive client list.
It seems like Ingenio is making a name for itself everywhere you look in aviation. And it's not just the tech itself, but the design too. Three Red Dot Design Awards.
Yeah, those awards are a big deal, like the Oscars for design.
Exactly. And they won them for their cabin tablet arm and the Embraer Phenom 300 tablet holder.
So they're not just about functionality. They care about creating products that are elegant, intuitive, and look good too.
It's that attention to detail, to the user experience, that really sets them apart.
Yeah, they get it. Technology should make our lives easier, not more complicated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've got a company tackling critical issues, building partnerships, winning design awards. But what does it all mean for the future of air travel?
That's the big question, isn't it? And Ingenio's success really makes you think. They're clearly onto something. But, you know, before we jump into all that, maybe we should take a little pause. Come back and dive a bit deeper into what this all means.
Sounds good to me.
You know, it seems like they've really tapped into something that resonates with both airlines and passengers.
Yeah, and it's not just about, like, all the fancy features.
Right.
It's about making the whole experience up in the air, you know, more comfortable, more efficient.
More enjoyable. Yeah, and they're making technology accessible to everyone, not just, you know, the hardcore techies.
Exactly.
Think about their focus on USB-C.
Yeah, that makes things so much simpler.
No more digging around for adapters.
Ugh, tell me about it. But okay, so back to that question we had before. How might Ingenio's innovations change the future of air travel? What do you think?
Well, imagine this. You get on a plane, and everything from the lighting and temperature to the entertainment, it's all customized just for you.
Wow. Personalized flying experience.
And your devices, they connect seamlessly to the plane's network, giving you access to all sorts of services and information, all tailored to your needs.
Like a personal concierge in the sky.
Yeah, and it's not just about luxury either. Imagine controlling the airflow around your seat so you know you're less likely to get sick, or having instant updates on your flight and connections right there at your fingertips.
Okay, yeah, that's like actually super useful.
Right, a more comfortable, efficient, and even healthier way to travel. And I think Ingenio is setting the stage for all this.
Yeah, with their focus on integration, connectivity, and user-friendly design. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting is that they're not trying to like completely disrupt the industry.
Right.
Their solutions actually work within the existing infrastructure.
They're improving what's already there instead of trying to replace everything.
That's a smarter approach, I think.
More realistic, too. But what I really admire is their commitment to staying ahead of the curve. They're always looking at new technologies and thinking about how to use them to make flying better.
It's what makes them so exciting. They're not content with just fixing the problems of today. They're actively shaping the future.
Yeah.
And with their track record and all these partnerships, I think this is just the beginning for them.
I agree. They've proven they can deliver, you know. Their solutions are top-notch. They meet the demands of both commercial and military aviation.
Right.
And they're doing it all with sustainability and accessibility in mind. It's a really impressive formula for success. I can't wait to see what they do next.
Me neither. So we spent a lot of time talking about Ingenio and all their cool gadgets.
Yeah.
But it's more than just that, isn't it?
It is.
It's really about, you know, human ingenuity, about solving problems and pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's a great reminder that innovation is an ongoing process, one that takes curiosity, collaboration, and a dedication to excellence.
Right. And Ingenio is showing us how to do that with passion and vision. Wow. You've given us a lot to think about with all these Ingenio press releases. It's clear they're a company to watch, that's for sure.
Absolutely. This is just a glimpse into what they're all about. Their story is far from over. And as we go about our day, maybe we can all take a page from their book.
Yeah.
Think about how we can apply their approach to our own work and lives, that future-proofing mindset, that problem-solving attitude, that focus on the user experience.
I like that. Something for our listeners to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Ingenio Aerospace. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
It's amazing, right? We always talk about innovation, but Ingenio is doing something different. It's not just about, like, inventing something totally new.
It's more about taking what's already there and making it, well, better, more efficient, more user-friendly. Exactly. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel, just make it roll smoother.
And they're really focused on the human element, thinking about how people actually use technology, not just how it works in a lab.
Right. It's got to be easy to use, otherwise what's the point? In a world where everything seems so complicated, Ingenio is like a breath of fresh air.
Totally. And they're proving it can be done, even in an industry as complex as aviation. Sophisticated tech that's actually user-friendly, it's a pretty powerful combination.
Definitely. It feels like they're setting a new standard, not just solving problems, but changing the way we think about technology, especially in the air.
Yeah, they've figured out how to make tech truly human-centered, enhance our lives, not add to the stress. And I think that's a lesson that goes way beyond aviation.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Ingenio Aerospace, Let's take that inspiration with us. Challenge ourselves to think differently about tech in our own lives. Make it work for us.
Yeah, how can we make it more intuitive, more seamless? How can we use it to create better experiences, to connect with each other more meaningfully? You know, how can we use it to make the world a little bit better?
ING has definitely shown us it's possible. Who knows, maybe someone listening to this will be inspired to create the next big thing. Thanks for joining us on this amazing journey into the world of ING Aerospace. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.